Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Metro Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Massachusetts? Hello?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Two, thank you. And can you please tell me your age? How old are you? You don't have to if you don't want to. You can refuse it. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi. Can you please tell me your age?
Oh, I have to see. November.
I'm sorry. What is it?
It says that.
You don't have to tell me that. It's okay. You can refuse it. I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when I get to your category. 18 to 29, 30 to 34, 35 to 39 years old, 40 to 44 years old, 45 to 49 years old, 50 to 59 years old, 60 plus. Did I hit your category for your age?
Oh.
Hello. Hello,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah.
I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when I get to your category about your age. 18 to 29 years old, 30 to 34 years old, 35 to 39 years old, 40 to 44 years old. Stop me when I get to yours.
Uh-huh.
45 to 49 years old, 50 to 59 years old, and 60 plus.
Uh-huh.
Which one is it? Didn't say anything. Hello, sir?
Yeah, 50.
Okay. Thank you. And how do you describe your gender?
Man.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race? I'm sorry?
How do I describe my what?
Your race. How will you describe your race?
Black.
Thank you. What grade are your children currently in? You say you had two kids, right?
Yeah.
And what grade are they in right now?
Well, give me the option.
Yeah, your children, what grade are they in right now? Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth?
Sixth and eighth grade.
Which one?
Sixth and eighth grade.
I'm sorry, what grades are they in? You said fifth grade?
Sixth and eighth grade.
Sixth and eighth. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Thank you. And which are the final best classes school where your children are enrolled? In this, a public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format? Which one best describes where your children are enrolled? Okay, I'll read you the list again. A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling?
Catholic school.
Public school, okay. Thank you. And to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in the vocational or technical school? Vocational or technical school teach students the skills they need for a trade or occupation. Are they enrolled in any of this? A vocational or technical? No, thank you. And you mentioned that you had a child in the eighth grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your eighth grade child is enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, a home school, or another format? You said a public school, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your eighth grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your eighth grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell? Will you grade it an A, a B, a C, a D, or an F? Or too early to tell? Do you understand the question, sir?
Repeat, please.
I'm sorry?
Repeat.
Okay. Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your eighth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Let's say that you want to grade your kid's school in the same way, A, B, C, or D, considering all the parts of the school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your eighth grade child's school so far this year? How would you grade it? A, B, C, D, or F? Or is it too early in the year to tell? How would you grade it? Would you grade it an A, a B, a C, a D, an F? You chart your eighth grade school. How would you grade it? A B? A B? Thank you. And thinking about the letter grade you just gave to your eighth grade child's school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave the grade you did? Be a little specific because I have to write it. Why did you give me a B? Can you tell me that, please? I have to write it down.
Because it's less than an A.
I know, but why did you give me a B? What was the reason you gave me a B? Can you tell me what exactly why you didn't give it an A per se, or is it something that it's not working right? What's the reason that you gave me a B? I need to write it down.
Students need to be tested very often.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Students need to be tested very often to know where they are at every course and every subject of the grade there.
Okay.
They are not often graded, often tested to what they...
They are not often graded?
They are not often tested for what they teach.
Okay. At times, okay. Okay, thank you. To your best analysis, your eighth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your eighth grade child working at the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yeah.
Thank you. Does your eighth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP? Yes or no?
Yes.
Does he have that? Yes? Thank you. Does your eighth grade child receive services for English language learning, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about your eighth grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, but not at all concerned. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned with your child's mental and emotional health this year?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, thank you. How much have you discussed your 8th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, not at all.
Uh-huh.
How much?
Not too much.
Just a little?
Yeah.
Okay. Which of the fun do you think your 8th grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school? Beginning an associate's degree, beginning a bachelor's degree, beginning a training program for a trade job, enter the workforce. Which of the fun do you think your 8th grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school?
Yeah.
What do you think that your 8th grade child would say? Do you think you'd be interested in beginning an associate's degree, beginning a bachelor's degree, beginning a training program for a trade job, or enter the workforce?
Yeah.
Which one? What do you think? Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. What do I think about?
Which of the following do you think that your 8th grade child will be interested in doing once they finish high school, once they graduate from high school? Do you think that he wants to begin an associate's degree, go to college? Or do you think he wants to begin a training program for a trade job? Or does he want to go straight to work, enter the workforce? What do you think he wants to do after high school?
Medical administrator.
So he wants to go to college?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And how well is your English, your 8th grade child school preparing your child to pursue their goals after high school? Very well, somewhat well, not well, not well at all. Not at all well.
Not at all well.
Thank you. And what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead of your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals? I need to write it down so be specific. What do you think is the challenge that he's having right now for him to achieve what he wants to do after high school? What are the challenges?
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I have to write it down. So give me an example. Just one thing will do. That is a challenge that you feel that your 8th grade child is going to go through if he wants to achieve his goal to go to college. What are the challenges that he's going to face? Like, you know, financial, maybe, you know, I don't know, something that you think is going to be a challenge that he's going to have to face for him to be able to accomplish the goal that he wants to go to college. What do you think is the challenge that it's going to be? That's anything we'll do.
Okay.
Tell me what you think is a challenge, maybe money, financial, you know, something that you think is going to be a challenge for him to achieve that goal of going to college.
Financial? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Financial problems. Okay, thank you. And you said that your 8th grade child would most likely to begin a bachelor's degree. How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Uh-huh.
How confident are you that he will be able to do that? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, thank you. And now, when thinking about the possibility of your eighth grade child attending college, how much of a concern is of the following? Total tuition cost, is that a major concern, a minor concern, or not a concern? You think that's a concern, a major concern, a minor concern, or not a concern? The total tuition cost.
Total cost, huh?
A minor or major concern?
Somewhat.
Major concern, you said?
Minor concern.
Minor concern, okay, thank you. The cost of books. Major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Major concern.
Thank you. The cost of applying to college, major concern, minor concern, not a concern?
Yeah, somewhat.
Minor concern or a major concern?
Minor concern.
Thank you. The cost of room and board, major concern, minor concern, or not a concern?
Not a concern.
I'm sorry? Minor? Okay, thank you. Okay, do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the course worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, just a few people, or nobody? Do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the course worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people, some people, just a few people or nobody? Nearly everybody, most people, some people, just a few people or nobody?
Just a few people.
Thank you. And as you may know, vocational, technical, or VOC Tech programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your eighth grade child's school offer vocational training? Yes or no? That the school offers that? What is that?
Yes, they do. Yes.
Thank you. Will you be open to exploring vocational programs for your eighth grade child after they finish high school? Will you consider? Will not consider?
I'll consider.
You consider? Okay, thank you. And now, what would your hesitations be about considering vocation programs for your eighth grade child? What would be one of the hesitations that you will have? Is this any hesitations that you have or no? Want to consider that going to a vocational program? What would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your eighth grade child?
Considered.
I'm sorry?
Will be considered, yes.
No hesitation? You don't have no hesitation?
No hesitation, yes.
No. Let's see. Okay. When thinking about post-high school plans for your eighth grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping make their plans? Guidance counselors, very important, someone important, not too important, not at all important.
Not important.
Very important?
Guidance
counselor, very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Somewhat
important. You influence as a parent, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not important at all?
Very important.
Thank you. College prep programs, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Teachers, very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Friends and peers' plans. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important.
Very important.
Thank you. Family members. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. Thank you. To the best of your knowledge, as your eighth grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
Not.
No. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are spoken regularly at home?
English.
English. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? You, yourself.
Second degree.
College?
Second college degree, yeah.
Okay, is that an associate's degree or a bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to less than $150,000, more than $150,000. What was the, which one? I'm sorry?
75 to 100.
100?
Yeah.
100 to less than 150,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01609.
Thank you. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses for this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Unless we are going
to... I'm sorry? I need your permission. Sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview. Will you be willing to, will you give permission? Be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no? I need your permission.
No.
No, thank you. Would you like to participate in future service about Massachusetts and your community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And then what is your first name?
Anonymous.
And your last name, okay. Okay, what is the best email address to reach you with service invitations? What is the best email that I can reach you with service invitation? Do you have one? Or do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
Text message, okay.
No problem. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care. Have a good one.
What's your next invitation from the manager?